Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Polls have Joe Biden ahead of President Trump, but did a poll ever ask your opinion? Now, Newsmax TV is asking Americans to vote in their national poll. Vote instantly for Trump or Biden. Just text the word virus to 39747 and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Text virus to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Plus, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Samsung, and more. So vote now for Trump or Biden. Text virus to 39747.
And now a star is born. On September 21st, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Stephen King.
One more push. Here comes the baby in. Oh, man. That scared the crap out of me.
Stephen King, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. The body of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court Wednesday and Thursday. Meantime, President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to fill Ginsburg's now vacant high court seat by the end of the week.
Okay. A person who's really been somebody that has very, very high moral values.
Democrats say the Senate should not vote on a nominee until after the election. The State Department announcing new sanctions against Iran in the continued U.S. efforts to keep the nation from developing nuclear weapons.
President Trump's order will prevent the export of conventional arms to rogue regimes by Iran. The order will also ban the export of weapons by arms-producing nations to Iran, where Iran would in turn provide them to terrorists and to rogue regimes.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, a UN arms embargo against Iran is scheduled to expire next month. America is listening to Fox News.
502.
I don't know why this hasn't gone more mainstream, but we were just talking about the shenanigans that went on with Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And Justice Roberts, the alleged conservative that was appointed by Bush as the Chief Justice. And we all wondered. Terry Adams, we discussed this with him quite a bit. And Terry, who does the digging and is about 5 years ahead of the rest of us on a lot of stuff, said maybe there were issues with his adopted children and their citizenship, and they just slipped a little manila envelope into his office, and he realized, well, if I don't rule correctly, this will come out, I'll lose my kids. That was one theory. But according to, what is the name of this?
There's several different sources.
Yeah, no, you sent me three.
Yeah.
News for the Republic. You know who's on that Lolita Express plane log? Chief Justice John Roberts. He has been identified as being listed in the Epstein private jet's flight logs. His name appears at least twice. Deceased billionaire Jeffrey Epstein ran a notorious private jet to his private islands in the Caribbean. The private jet rides were described by many to include sexual encounters with underage girls and boys. Other big names have also been listed in the flight logs. We all know about, oh, I'm sorry, I've never had relations. Alan Dershowitz identified as passengers. Bill Clinton, of course, you know about that. And then here, on the passenger logs, the name John Roberts. How about that? Now, why isn't this getting... In fact, you know, if this didn't involve Democrats, this would have, you know, if this was a list of Republican perverts, that would have been out long ago. It'd
be all over the place.
But doesn't this make you wonder? This is not... This didn't happen last week.
No.
It makes me wonder how many other names are on that list that they're not talking about. Just kind of sweeping under the rug.
And that's been said before, but it's not really bubbled to the surface.
But there are several
different sources.
Let's see what this Reddit. There's another picture of the log. Epstein flight log with the name of Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, why do they do this? Every time I want to use ad blocker. Okay, screw you. Let's try Pewter Report. I just want to see as much as I can on this before we go to print. Well, this will come. All right, a tweet. SCOTUS Chief Justice John Roberts is being blackmailed, showing in an Epstein tape. A crooked Supreme Court justice who went to have fun with Epstein. And there's John Roberts' name listed. Can you imagine what, assuming, let's just assume that this is true. He can't be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court with that. You think? Or have we just become so lackadaisical about pedophilia and older men and underage girls that it's okay. Bill Clinton's, what, almost 75 years old? He hasn't been held accountable for a damn thing. I did not have relations with that woman, Miss Lewin. He did. He lied. Has he ever paid a penalty for that? They're richer than ever, those two. And half the country wanted to elect his wife, who just cares so much.
It does look like she sucked the life right out of him.
Oh, that last video clip where she's going, she's still babbling about Russia. And he's sitting in the background looking like, if I had a gun handy, I'd just...
Would he shoot her or himself?
That's the question. In that video, it looks like he would shoot himself.
Because he's on the log about 11 times of going to his island.
Yeah. Mm. So where's that media, that diligent media? Who wants to win a Pulitzer Prize here? Chief Justice accused on three separate websites of being on the Lolita Express flight log. And I don't think he was going down there to take a refresher course on the Constitution. Unbelievable, man. Amazing times. 509, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Great company. Proud to have him as a sponsor and for a long time now. They're in the business of choice restoration. Each client they work with, whether it's a wounded hero returning from serving our country or somebody just caught a bad break being the wrong time, was using a ladder to fix something, the ladder broke or they fell off. These things happen, sadly, every day. Some injuries sustained in these kind of accidents require long-term recovery and rehabilitation, and Gulf States Mobility is the first and best when it comes to helping people and the restoration of choices to their lives. First of all, choice number one, when I get out of the hospital, I want to go back to my house, not some rehab facility where they can watch me every second. I want to be able to navigate my own place. Gulf States Mobility goes in and makes that happen. They are geniuses at creating from scratch devices and items that will help people fend for themselves, because that's the most important tool in their kit at Gulf States. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson told me that. They're working with people who have been confronted with this horrible reality, and their reaction is kind of a fight or flight thing. They want to fight. And they don't want to be dependent. They don't want to have everything done for them. They want to do for themselves. And that's what they work with. And, man, they have a wall full of awards to show for their efforts. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a moment, just to say thank you, God, for helping me live a normal life, go to Facebook and like them for the great work they do and the lives they change at Gulf States Mobility with Tomka. Brad McDonald next. It's 5:10.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is asking for a reduced prison sentence. Hubbard's lawyers say his four-year prison sentence should be reduced since half of the original counts were overturned. A jury in Lee County convicted Hubbard of 12 ethics charges in 2016, but the Alabama Supreme Court overturned five of the counts earlier this year while upholding six others. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz has passed away. Reverend Gretz and his wife Jean came to Montgomery in 1955 and were friends of Rosa Parks and allies in the Montgomery bus boycott. No word yet on a cause of death or funeral arrangements. He was 92 years old. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery yesterday. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. An autopsy is being completed to determine a cause of death. Police have not made any arrests at this point. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we head into this last evening and night of fall, it looks like some pleasantly cool temperatures. We're headed for the upper 50s, and we should be dry. Tomorrow is the official first day of fall, and it should be very nice, very comfortable, with a high temperature in the middle 70s. I think we'll be back in the upper 50s again on Tuesday night. Then a small rain chance on Wednesday. High temperature in the upper 70s. By Thursday and Friday now, we're going to have to monitor the progress of this tropical system out in the western Gulf states. I think we'll start to see a better chance of some tropical showers and thunderstorms later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Market today, but not one that I, if I'm not mistaken, Brent McDonald kind of foretold of this last week. So let's visit with Mr. Right on the Money, Brent McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Yeah, what a crazy day. First of all, let me say, I'm standing outside. I'm at a football game. It's a little breezy. I don't know if that wind is coming through on my phone or not. So,
you sound fine, but ain't it great to be standing outside of the football game?
It feels good, I have to tell you. You know, this time last year, if I was, I would have been roasting. I've been drying up like a prune, but it feels great. It really does.
Just want to ask my take on today. I know the market was down far more than it finished. So was this like a one-day correction, then a rally at the end of the day? How did this all play out?
So, you know, I've been talking a lot. I know it's a broken record about the valuations on a lot of these companies that really, really got stretched too thin. And so a case in point, you look at someone like Apple, great company, but got up to $140 a share several weeks back. I think it got close to $100 a share today. So a 40% drop. This is indicative of some of the volatility we've been seeing. And but earlier today, if you take the Dow Jones Industrial Average, just use that sort of as a barometer, which I know we all follow, it was down not quite 1,000 points, a big, huge sell-off. And as I said, a lot of this has to do with people really wanting to rotate out of these big stocks in the first place just because of the massive gains. But then I think secondly, you know, we've got the Ginsburg situation, a war of words over the weekend, a big fear that because of that, maybe we're not going to get the stimulus bill that we need. And if we just to connect the dots for the listeners, you know, we had the Fed meeting last week, and he was pretty clear, you know, that he's going to keep rates ultra low for a long time. But he didn't give any information on the asset purchase program or the QE type program. Mm-hmm. And that sort of left people scratching their head like, So you remember last Thursday I said, you know what, he really sort of punted this back to Congress and the White House to figure this out, that he's not going to get caught again, or he's not going to let the Fed get caught again having to do all the heavy lifting to try to help us get out of this. He needs Washington to do it. And so with the Ginsburg thing and all the fighting going on in Washington, there's this fear now that nothing will happen until after the election. And so a lot of people are a little nervous in terms of what those payments, those stimulus payments, or the lack of them, I should say, is going to do to consumer spending and that discretionary income that consumers are used to having. And then you throw on top of that this news coming out of the UK where their government is talking about the potential of shutting down. They fear that they're getting hit with a double, a second wave. And that got the attention of traders here in the United States. So you look at all of those reopened stocks, they got hit hard. I mean, really hard today. Down anywhere from 5 to 10%, some as much as 15%, for fear that this could happen in the U.S. again. So a lot
they got to stop playing. We can't spend the rest of our lives going up and down with masks and all this crap. This thing needs to be allowed to run its course. Britain shutting down, that has zero. They may do it in Democratic states because they don't care. But I can't see America. It's 6 months, Brant. Look at what we're lucky we're where we're at, given the catastrophic damage they've done to small business. I don't see people putting up with it here.
I totally agree. The thought of a shutdown again here in the U.S. is not going to happen. But as I've been saying, I mean, look, we're drawing closer to this election now, and I have felt for a while that we were going to see more and more volatility, and it's happening.
Yes, we spoke to that last Thursday. I remember it.
Yes, and we've stressed the fact that we were going to see a lot of these stocks that had runaway gains and had really gotten stretched in terms of valuation. They have sold off. Many of them are now back in correction territory. So the answer to your original question, I think this is going to continue. I think it's probably going to get worse. And I really don't see things settling down until we get through the election and we get official results, which could be weeks.
Well, Ted Cruz today said they've got the votes to confirm whoever it is Trump nominates. I think it'll be Amy Comey Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
She's been rumored to be a choice for a long time now. And, you know, we'll get the usual histrionics and circus, but they'll get it done. And that way, if they pull any crap after the election, like trying to throw it into the House, they'll have a Supreme Court that's going to be have a majority of originalists. The other story today, we were just looking at this before the break. Apparently, Chief Justice John Roberts' name is on the flight log of the Lolita Express, the Jeffrey Epstein jet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have not seen that. I've had my hands full, but that one I missed.
Well, it's working its way, like so many other stories, out of the shadows into the mainstream, and we'll see. Certainly one worth keeping an eye on. In the meantime, yeah, Brandt did speak to this, so those who listen to Brandt on this show would not have been caught off guard by this, the way the market reacted today. And this is what you want, people that spend literally, it's a Monday through Friday world, but I don't think this man stops thinking about things ever. At some level, it's always going on. And McDonnell and Hagen devoted to looking out for the plans and goals and dreams of their clientele. And if you have never taken time to sit down with a financial planner, why not call today, tomorrow, 387-0094. Make an appointment. It's just a conversation about how you can prepare for the things you'd like to achieve in life. Better manage your money. 387-0094, McDonnell and Hagen Wealth Management. All right, Brad, enjoy the game. I hope you're on the upside of the score there.
We are winning right now, so that's a good thing.
All right, man. We will talk to you tomorrow
for
all the details.
Yep, thank you.
521.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
522.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the boulevard with congestion at all the major intersections. Norman Bridge busy outbound as well as Atlanta Highway. The 31s are busy. And I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. No new accidents to tell you about. Officially, they are still working that one on Chantilly Parkway in front of the Crystal. It's in the lane as you're heading up to I-85, so just use caution there. It should be out of the way by now, though. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville. Stop by and check out their great selection, Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tell it like it is, baby.
That's our job. I was just reading an article about the Constitution. Did you know, I sound like Jay Scott, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the Supreme Court has only been overturned one time in its entire history?
And who overturns the Supreme Court?
Let me go back to this article. Let's see. Hang on. I just saw the quote right here. Don't blame the court solely for the mess that we're in today, even though ruling by judicial fiat has become a thing. Because Congress is there to pass the laws.
Right.
The Constitution's checks and balances never seem to apply to the Supreme Court. Only once in 237 years has it been overturned. And then it was only to enact an income tax. That's a lot of power to give nine people, which is why Ginsburg's death scares the panties off liberals. Because the income tax by the Constitution is not legal.
Really? Not,
no. They had to pass an amendment. And why people voted for it is beyond me. They're all dead now.
Do you know the one time that it was overturned?
Yeah, when they ruled that income tax was unconstitutional.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's the only time?
I think, yeah. Democrats have become so outrageously Marxist that they cannot risk legislating their ideas. This is why they always find a sympathetic court, an Obama judge or whatever, to get what they want. Because nobody would vote for the stuff that they advocate. So the courts do their dirty work for them. Interesting. Oh, God. I would love to play that clip of that crazy woman, but how about the lady I put in my Facebook page? And if it sounds like I'm stretching for time here, it's because I'm stretching for time waiting for Jacqueline. We could listen to a little of the Hodge twins.
Yeah, they're always good.
Volume, please.
Y'all know we got a good show for y'all, right? We got a damn good show. Joe Biden is on the campaign trail. He's trying to become your president. Every stop, there's a new disaster. Yeah, this man is literally a walking meme. He cannot do anything right. Whoever's handling this man, keep this man locked up in his basement with his son, Hunter. Don't let him leave the house.
Yeah, so they can stay home and watch Netflix and watch Cuties.
Yeah. But anyway, he was down in Florida. Man.
Right.
Yeah. He was down in Florida doing some campaigning. Dog, man. Joe Biden, he's doing him some pandering. Right? So he's down there, and they have this event, this Latino Heritage Month or something. I don't know exactly what it was. I don't offend the Latinos.
It's probably equivalent to Black History Month.
Latino Heritage Month. So it sounds like Black History Month. That, so Joe Biden's there. You know he's trying to get the Latino vote, man. Yeah. You know he's Seth.
Because Trump.
Yes.
He won the Latino. He won Florida against Hillary.
Them Cubans in Florida, they're not stupid. Them Cubans down there, they got brains.
Yeah, because they from Cuba. They know what socialism's all about. But
check out Joe Biden.
Get off the plane.
No, not the plane yet.
Show him the plane, man.
All right. So
you
got to
show him the plane. That's him getting the floor.
So, what he get before he get off the plane, as y'all can see, he's waving. I'm thinking, okay, must be a big crowd. But then as the camera pans, there ain't nobody out there.
Ain't nothing but clouds out there.
It's true. We mentioned this Friday. He waved at an empty field.
At an empty field full of beautiful, fluffy clouds.
See, I know what Joe was thinking. The optics. Okay, I'm getting off the plane. I'm campaigning.
It should be a whole lot of people out here.
Hey, ain't nobody out there, though. But I'm going to act like some people out there.
Right? So that's why he did what he did. But see,
this is going to make a great photo.
Yeah.
Right?
Leadership.
So Joe, obviously, he ain't as spry as he used to be. And he didn't realize
there's cameras everywhere, Joe.
Yeah.
But anyway, his age is catching up to him, man. He's not as sharp as Trump, man. Trump is sharp as a nail.
That's amazing because Trump's in his, 70s?
Yeah.
And this dude has been flying all over the place.
Yeah, and take it from me. We are comedians. And going from city to city, sleeping in strange hotels, man, that wipes you out.
Yeah, hey, but Trump ain't sleeping. He's sleeping in I bet there's a Krupp tower wherever he goes. Krupp is sleeping real good.
Yeah, but it's not easy doing those rides what Trump does.
Yeah, it
and
is.
He looks sharp. No matter where he's at, no matter what city he's in.
All right.
Soon as this man, Joe Biden, leaves his basement, 5 feet outside the door, he's doing something stupid.
He's already disoriented. All right, but anyway, he was down in Florida at this this Latino Heritage event.
Yeah.
And it's this famous singer. You may have heard his song, Despacito.
Yeah.
Despacito.
It's got close to 7 billion views.
I mean, it's a international hit.
It's the all-time YouTube hitter, too, I think.
Lead singer of that song. He actually calls out Joe.
Yeah.
Check out the footage.
That's a rousing welcome to Joe.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
I just have one thing to say.
Happy hour.
Hang on here. All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on. I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
Yeah. Man, that's pretty damn low. That's got to rank up there with Hillary Clinton and the hot sauce.
They are so good.
I love that there was only two people clapping.
Yeah, I mean,
you can obviously hear
Trump's
both of them.
He goes to Bemidji, Minnesota. Half the people in this country couldn't pick Minnesota off a map, and a small fraction of them could tell you where Bemidji is. And
I could.
I could too. I've been to Bemidji.
Hey guys, it's Jack.
Hey man,
you know who you is.
So looks like Cocaine Mitch is alive and well.
Yeah,
he is. He is going to make it happen, my friend.
Yep. They'll regret what they said back in 2016. He told them this will come back to haunt you. Guess what? It's time to get haunted.
Well, okay, so you want my prediction?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it the night that RBG passed away, I said there's two people he can pick that would be excellent picks. Amy Comey Barrett, of course.
Yes.
You're hearing it. And the other was Barbara Lagoa, who's on the 11th Circuit. And the reason I said Barbara Lagoa is making good picks. He just picked her last year for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and she was on the Florida Supreme Court and on a lower appellate court in Florida. She is Cuban-American.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, Cuban-American.
Because you just heard the Hodge twins talking about the Cuban, the most patriotic people.
Right.
In Florida are the Cubans.
Her parents fled Castro. Castro would not let her father become a lawyer. And so they fled the Castro regime. Their whole family are conservative Catholics. She's a pro-life.
Oh.
And so she's been on the 11th Circuit since December. She's 52, I think, which is a great age to be on the court. And she's brilliant. I think she went to Florida Atlantic for undergrad, and then she went to Columbia for law school. And believe me, if you can survive in Columbia Law School as a conservative, you are a tough bird, you know? So,
you know, that's my worry. He needs to pick somebody that will be able to brush off the media blasts. Hey, by the way, have you seen anything on this report that Chief Justice John Roberts' name is on the flight logs of the Lolita Express? If that's true, and there are several sources on the web that will show you.
Well, we're going to find out because the court's supposed to allow those to be made public soon, I believe. So we're going to find out one way or another who's on those flight logs.
Maybe Trump will get to appoint two.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think
Roberts has always behaved like a man who is compromised.
Right. Yeah, I know. Some of his opinions just make no sense. But I'll tell you, I think that so you've got two very highly credible, excellent judges who I think he's looking at. It's going to be one of those two. It's either going to be Amy Comey Barrett or it's going to be Barbara Lagoa. And the great thing about, I think, that kind of gives Barbara Lagoa the edge is she has not attracted quite as much vitriol as Lagoa has, as Barrett has, okay? Because Barrett had a pretty rough confirmation process. Lagoa was disapproved less than 9 months ago by a vote of 80-15 in the Senate. So you have a majority of the Democrats that approved her just 9 months ago to be
good
on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeal.
That's a good point.
And the other thing is that look at, from electoral standpoint, I can't think of a better choice for Trump than to pick a Miami-born, you know, she lives in her family's from Hialeah, which is, you know, a huge Cuban community. I can't think of a better choice for him and for electoral politics than to pick a popular conservative Cuban female from Miami. I mean, I just think it's a great pick all around.
I don't believe in
identity politics. I don't think you should pick someone just because they're a woman. I don't believe pick someone just because they're Cuban. But if they're qualified and they're highly rated and they're well liked and they're good on the court, and you know, I've got buddies that are on the 11th Circuit and they say she's fantastic, right? We have a lot of great judges on the 11th Circuit, and everyone I've talked to said she's great. She'd awesome. Be awesome. So I think she's going to be the pick, and I think it will be a great pick. How are the Democrats going to beat up a Latina from Miami, my friend?
Oh, look, I don't know what the word is, but we know how they treat conservative blacks. They're called Uncle Toms and all this other.
Well, I have a prediction. Even though Collins says she won't vote, you know, I think she will. I think if he nominates Magoa, I think she'll vote.
Good.
Or at least she will abstain. All right. So you can lose three Republican votes and the tie vote still
maybe
broken.
We can trade Susan Collins to the Democrats for Joe Manchin, who really seems the most confused senator in America.
Why can't we trade her for Manchin and for a minor leaguer to be named?
That sounds like a plan. Chad, I appreciate the call.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
Good stuff. I nominated Jacqueline Tomlinson.
She'd give him
she
one
would
for.
Be a, Boy, she be would great. Be a great judge.
She really would.
If she wanted to go in that direction.
She ain't holding back.
Have we ever asked Jacqueline a question where she didn't have an immediate answer?
Never.
Not just from the standpoint of law, but...
in life.
When we talk serious issues, she's there, man. There's no... That's what somebody that has not only the knowledge, but the confidence.
She's got great advice.
Why is this important? Because if you're going through a divorce or contemplating a divorce, you want to talk to people who will tell you the truth and insist on the same from you who can in that relationship where truth is embedded on both sides of the conversation can provide top-notch advocacy on your behalf when the facts are there and known to work with. That's why... without hesitation, if you're not sure, especially this year when so many relationships have been stressed by these bizarre circumstances, divorce rates, divorce inquiries are up almost 40% from a year ago. A consultation can make all the difference because sometimes you need that conversation that tells you, here's where you stand. Here's what's at risk. Maybe you should try harder. And on the other hand, if it's over, it's over. You want somebody who will make sure that you get what's coming to you in terms of, I put X, Y, and Z into the situation, and that's what I would like to leave with. Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, 819-4810. They also had to handle matters of family law. If you've been ambushed by an order that has nothing to do with an agreement you signed, or somebody's trying to take custody away, by all means. These are women who are moms, too. They know what that feels like. So turn to people with the experience and the know-how to give you top-notch legal advice. Duncan Tomlinson, 819-4810. Or visit divorceformenalabama.com, although their clientele is not exclusively limited to men.
The opinions voiced in this material are for representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm going to change the color on the Duncan Tomlinson disclaimer because that and Brandt's are both yellow and they're right next to each other.
Ah.
Why am I having this problem?
You're a drunk.
Well, I used to be.
Too many clementines.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We understand we had a minor accident a few minutes ago. 6800 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be out near Fried Green Tomatoes around somewhere in the vicinity of the Brown Springs Road area. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a very busy Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. We got a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge. East South Boulevard, our busiest boulevard right now. All the 31s are loaded down at I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz has passed away. Reverend Gretz and his wife Jean came to Montgomery in 1955 and were friends of Rosa Parks and allies in the Montgomery bus boycott. No word yet on a cause of death or funeral arrangements. He was 92 years old. A death investigation is underway after a man's body was found in Montgomery yesterday. Montgomery police found the body of 67-year-old Paul Heron Jr. in the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. An autopsy is being completed to determine a cause of death. Police have not made any arrest at this point. Former House Speaker Mike Hubbard is asking for a reduced prison sentence. Hubbard's lawyers say his 4-year prison sentence should be reduced since half of the original counts were overturned. A jury in Lee County convicted Hubbard of 12 ethics charges in 2016, but the Alabama Supreme Court overturned 5 of the counts earlier this year while upholding 6 others. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we head into this last evening and night of fall, it looks like some pleasantly cool temperatures. We're headed for the upper 50s, and we should be dry. Tomorrow is the official first day of fall, and it should be very nice, very comfortable, with a high temperature in the middle 70s. I think we'll be back in the upper 50s again on Tuesday night. Then a small rain chance on Wednesday. High temperature in the upper 70s. By Thursday and Friday now, we're going to have to monitor the progress of this tropical system out in the western Gulf states. I think we'll start to see a better chance of some tropical showers and thunderstorms later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not much good news, but I've got Wi-Fi and lots of booze whenever I'm not zooming. All I have to do is stream, 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 stream. Netflix and chill, Hulu if you will, Peacock. Peacock and Disney Plus too.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, more.
Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and throw in a little YouTube.
What's Peacock?
Stream.
What's on television tonight on the other channels?
You can't not watch.
It is 5:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're just talking about Florida a couple of minutes ago with Chad. I love his take on that Judge Lagoa. The people that have fled socialism and the Florida Straits at the very bottom. And one day it would be interesting to see all the wreckage, all the debris, the man-made rafts and the things that couldn't make it. People that tried to just, they were willing to risk their lives to get off that island and escape that hellhole. And some made it. I remember there was all the cars in Cuba are like really ancient. For whatever reason, Castro won't allow new vehicles for people to buy new cars in Florida or in Cuba. So it always looks like a classic car show on the streets down there. I mean, it's kind of cool, but wouldn't it be nice to buy something new if you have that option? People that have fled that and know that level of tyranny where the government makes all your choices for you, where food and basic necessities are hard to come by. That's what you would want. Somebody who has had the experience and knows and appreciates what this country is all about. When I see this open hatred of America, it makes me sick. And it's taught. It is absolutely taught.
By a bunch of people that have never been anywhere else.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I mean, everybody wants to come here. The same people that are saying, this country sucks. They're the same ones that want open borders. Well, if this is such a racist hellhole, why would you want the borders open so all those people would come here and get abused? It makes absolutely no sense. But that's the constant contradiction in thought. 0% in September at Jack Ingram Nissan.
Woo, time for that 2019 Rogue.
Well, let's see. Let's see what's on the list at 0%. They've got... here is the 0% for 72 months on 9 different models.
Ooh, the Rogue Sport is one of them.
Yes, the Rogue Sport is one. The 2021 Nissan Titan. Wow, $2,000 cash back and 0% on the Titan. There's a 2020 Rogue. Got that. It's a beautiful car. I'm being led into temptation here. I really am. 0% on that. There's another Rogue S, black one, beautiful. A Nissan Versa, another Nissan. So they got four Rogues available at 0% in September at Jack Ingram Nissan. Great SUV. I love the one I have. I got it at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It was every once in a while they get 6-month lease returns. These are corporate kind of leases where they're used for 6 months and then returned. And they still have thousands and thousands of warranty miles left and full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper coverage. And, of course, they're in mint condition. So 0% through September at Jack Ingram Nissan. Go see that team over there. It doesn't get lower than 0%. I know that much about math. Interest-free over 72 months, so all you're paying is for the vehicle. In fact, you could double your payments and pay it off in 3 years if you wanted to. JackIngramNissan.com. Pick one out. They'll bring it to your door with their concierge service, freshly sanitized. Take it for a test drive, and if you want to make a deal, they'll appraise your trade on site and do the final paperwork delivered to your door. JackIngramNissan.com is the place to get started. It's 5:49.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They
recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Have eyewitness news information on the accident Atlanta Highway near Brown Springs. Not minor, two fire trucks, ambulance, two cop cars. So that'll create delays in multiple directions there, Atlanta Highway and Brown Spring Road.
Busy intersection.
That's where I always get my dry cleaning, in the intersection I cut through to get to KFC.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe go there like twice a year.
But you know it very well, don't you?
That's, yeah, because you want to.
I know it very well. I go there from church to pick up the mail all the time.
This
very
woman
busy.
Must drive like 500 miles a day. I don't know how she does it. And she makes it, and she makes it all seem like so.
Some days I feel like I drive 500 miles. But
let's get one final update from Skipper.
5:52. Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident South Court Street at I-85. This is actually going to be on South Court. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It is a minor accident. We are still very busy all over the city. Light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. The Boulevard is still jumping. Taylor Road busy from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan, and still a lot of outbound traffic on Madison and Atlanta Highway. And, of course, the 31s are also very busy at this time. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and will deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Twins. They are great.
They are hilarious, man.
I gotta find a way to make room for them as daily or as close to daily as I can.
You should, man, because they're great. They're smart and they're hilarious.
Yeah, and you know what they do? They're truth bombs. They just look at what's going on. That the way they describe Joe Biden getting off the plane in Florida and giving a great presidential wave to an absolutely empty field.
And if you hear what the Dems say about that, they say that there's some firemen way in the background that you don't see. I don't believe it because you don't see them.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Okay.
Ooh. What was that, Rosie?
Somebody who's supposed to be on with David this evening is outside the door.
Oh.
I told him I would let them know.
Oh.
Well, we're at 5:57. Do you want to go check?
I will if you want to.
Yeah, yeah, right. We don't want to tie anybody up. I was just looking, and I want to thank Mark Cumby, one of our great virtual producers, who sent me the link to Justice Barbara Lagoa, the woman that Chad was talking about.
Right. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, you do a phenomenal job.
You do.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Trump selected her? And based on what I just read, she was also on the Florida Supreme Court. She's ready. She's clearly qualified. Wouldn't it be great if Trump said, you know what we need on our court? Another wise Latino woman. Because that Sotomayor with her needing wise Latino woman. How about one that maybe actually understands and embraces the Constitution? He would do it too, wouldn't he? Just to make the point. It's one big game of gotcha, and Donald Trump is winning at every turn so far. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
On behalf of Rosie Brock and Seth Papo, I'm Greg Udo. I'll be back in the morning. Hopefully, you'll be feeling better. The Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, and Jesse Lynn back in the studio tomorrow as well. You have a great night. And thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.